This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US Vice President J.D. Vance discussed ways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership across key areas. Mr. Modi received a phone call from Vice President Vance yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they noted the sustained momentum in the high-level engagements and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening cooperation in trade, defense, critical and emerging technologies, energy security and critical minerals. Both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Mr. Modi congratulated Mr. Vance and the second lady, Usha, on the birth of their son and conveyed best wishes to the entire family. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will begin today and will run through 17th of this month. The initiative is aimed at encouraging citizens to hoist the national flag and participate in activities celebrating patriotism, national unity and India's cultural heritage. This year's campaign holds special significance as it coincides with the 150th anniversary of India's national song Vande Mataram, bringing together the national flag and the national song in a unique celebration of patriotism. As part of the celebrations, mass singing of Vande Mataram will be organized across the country. More than 200 Indian embassies, high commissions and consulates will organize a series of events to mark the campaign. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Amarnath Yatra will remain suspended on both Pehelgam and Baltal routes from today. The decision to temporarily halt the Yatra has been taken due to recent rains, repair work of pilgrimage tracks and forecast of adverse weather conditions over the next few days. No fresh Yatra convoy was allowed to leave the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu yesterday as precautionary measure amid rains and inclement weather conditions prevailing in Ramban district and parts of Kashmir. The United States has rejected China's move to establish what it called a national nature reserve at Scarborough Reef, saying the measure could restrict Filipino fishermen's access to their traditional fishing grounds, as reflected in the 2016 arbitral award. In a press release, U.S. State Department said this is yet another unilateral attempt by China to use dubious environmental and legal pretexts, backed by coercion, to advance its sweeping territorial and maritime claims in the South China Sea at the expense of its neighbors. The United States stands with its ally, the Philippines, in support of a free and open Indo-Pacific, the statement further said. The United States is considering ending a provision that gives certain foreign workers up to 60 days to find a new job after losing their employment. The proposal is currently under review by the White House Office of Management and Budget and has not yet become a rule, with the details of the proposed changes not publicly available in full. A move like this could require affected H-1B skilled workers and their dependents to leave the country almost immediately. If the regulation is finalized, it would remove the existing 60-day grace period for certain workers and their dependents when the employment on which their immigration status is based ends before their authorized period of stay expires. The change could have particular significance for the Indian expat community in the U.S. Indian nationals have long been the biggest beneficiaries of the H-1B skilled worker program. In the 2024 fiscal year, 71% of approved H-1B petitions were for beneficiaries born in India, according to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. More than 5.2 million people of Indian origin live in the U.S., according to recent estimates based on the U.S. Census data. India's Sagnik Roy and Sayantan Koshari clinched the gold medal in the under-31 pairs at the 9th World Bridge Federation Youth Transnational Championships in Hefei, China. In the first elimination round, 34 pairs competed and the top 14 advanced to Flight A, including the Indian duo. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and parts of northeast India. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.